Are you having a bad day? Did you wake up this morning and just think, wow, I'm not looking forward to today? And how do you stop yourself from having a bad day? In fact, how do you prevent yourself from just being a miserable wretch? Well, big question, big answer. Let's go back about 300 BC to the Stoa of the Agora in Athens. Stoa is a kind of walkway. And the Agora, of course, was this place where philosophers and tradesmen would gather. And a philosopher called Zeno of Citium, who stood under the Stoa, promulgated certain ideas that we now call Stoicism. Stoicism is an answer to this question, how do I stop myself from being miserable, a miserable wretch? So here we go. For Zeno and Chrysippus, another famous Greek Stoic, the answer is quite simple. And it goes like this. You can't control what's outside of you. You can't control how other people are. You can't control what the weather's like. That's a dance of destiny that's just out of your control. It's beyond you. So deal with it. How do you deal with it? By looking at what you can control. And what can you control? Your emotions, your mental state. Therefore, the Stoics believed that if you seek inner peace, if you control your emotions, if you meditate and seek that stillness, you won't be miserable. Because what makes you miserable is not actually what's happening outside. It's how you feel it inside. When you wake up in the morning and you feel, ugh, just don't feel like doing anything really. It's not about what's around you, it's about what's inside. And that is in your control. Now, Stoicism was a big deal, especially in the Roman Empire. It actually took off more in Rome than in ancient Greece. The most famous philosophers, Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, who wrote a beautiful book called The Meditations. Seneca. Seneca, who wrote this fantastic treatise called La Vita Beata, The Good Life. And there are others, but they're the main two, Seneca and Marcus Aurelius. Very important figures. Unfortunately, Seneca came to a bit of a sticky end because he worked for Nero, the mad emperor, and got involved in a plot to do away with him, which probably wasn't a great idea because Nero caught him and ordered him to commit suicide. And the way that that would be done was by opening your veins and bleeding to death. But then his Stoic principles, no doubt, made that somewhat more tolerable than had he approached such an enterprise with resistance, with anger, with anguish. Anything is tolerable if you can govern what's inside. That's the beauty of Stoicism. And maybe that's the answer to the big question. How can I not be miserable? Seek within. Here's a fantastic quote, beautiful quote from Marcus Aurelius, Roman emperor. He says, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. So next time when you think, I'm just miserable, remember that. Remember the Stoics.